Sleeping boner. Busy didn't describe the last 3 weeks. The twins left for a first summer semester in college. Our older son got married, and Stuart had just started a huge new job. For 3 days, he'd been going on pure adrenaline. When I awoke Saturday, he was slaving in his study, in just running shorts and slippers. For some reason, his feet are always cold, but the rest of him runs on overdrive. At 47, he's in his best shape in 20 years. We chatted over breakfast. Then he returned to the study for a final push on his project, while I left to pick up my friends Mandy and Carolyn for shopping and lunch at the mall. After a couple of hours of trying on summer dresses, short skirts, and thin tops, we came away recharged and clad in some of our new clothing. We felt frisky and ready to rumble, but a busy restaurant didn't sound like fun, so I offered to fix us a fancy salad at home. At 42, Mandy is a couple of years younger than I, and Carolyn's about 34. But we walked into the house giggling like schoolgirls. Carolyn heard something and held up her hand to stop Mandy and me. It was coming from the family room, the sound of hot sex along with deep breaths. Stuart flashed in my mind. Where would he find the time, let alone the energy, for an affair? We set down our bags, took off our shoes, and tiptoed to the door. Inside, one of Stuart's favorite XXX movies was playing on the new big flat screen. Mandy laughed, and Carolyn stood captivated by the sight of a woman on the big television stroking her clitoris and poking her vagina with the stylus of an exotic flower. I tolerate these movies for Stuart's benefit, but I could see that Carolyn was plain enthralled. A flush rose up from beneath the flowery pattern of her new sundress, as if a rash had engulfed her shoulders, neck, and face. Still, her stare didn't waver from the plasma screen, which covers nearly the length of the wall. As I moved to turn it off, Mandy grabbed my arm and said, "Look," pointing to Stuart, sound asleep on the floor in front of the giant TV. His hair was damp and combed from a shower, and all he had on was a pair of silk boxers I'd bought him. His defined chest, covered with